DMH Mobile. Hey, DMH Mobile, Elk Rapids.
WAVPC.
KEA-VPD, testing. KE-8FGW, monitoring horrible.
Amateur Radio Emergency Communications, Oxcom Net. This is KGTC, Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Chairland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for this repeater is provided by the Chairland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during emergencies repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. This repeater is not working. Please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, Net Control will stand by for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, Net Control stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name and your call sign. After last call sign is heard, Net Control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Drink.
WPE.
Kevin, Kilo, Fox,
Mike, Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie.
Mark. Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Kilo.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
Bob, KB8, FDJ.
Brad,
Jim, November 8, Angle Charlie Zulu.
Mike. Alpha India 6, X-ray, Quebec.
Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
Tony, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu.
Gene, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Yankee Uniform.
Scott, Whiskey X-ray 1, Juliet.
Holy moly, dude. Had a lot come in there, a large number of doubles, collisions. Well, let's try here. We've got Drake, NADMH, Drake, KNA, Drake, still a long day, NADMH, I think there was Dave in there. He has double KWPE. I've got Kevin, KF8AGY. I've got Mike, and I get John. I got Mark, KC8ZAP, Christopher. I got a KF8 and then something. Kevin. I have Kevin. I didn't get your call sign on that one. Bob, KB8SUJ. Brad, I didn't get your call sign. Jim, didn't get your call sign. I got Mike, AI6XQ. Tony, KE8SBZ. Gene, KF8, EYV. Scott, WX1J. We will go back. Let's start with Drake. Drake, NADMH. Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
Hey, good evening. NADMH. Location is Hammond and 5 Mile. No traffic.
Dave, KTV, I think I got you, Dave. Oh, I just heard your name. Dave, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening. This is Dave, KAWPE, on the middle, around the middle of west side of Silver Lake, and I have no messages to pass.
Now, Mike, I don't think if you checked in twice, but I think I got you the first time. Mike, AI6XQ. Mike, your location, any messages?
Good evening, Glenn Annette. This is Mike, AI6XQ, South Lake Litterdahl, east side. No messages.
Mike, Mark, KC8ZAP, mark your location and messages to pass.
Well, this is Mark, KC8ZAP, and my location is 6 miles south of Chum's Corners, off of M37, no network traffic.
Christopher, I'm guessing here, KF8DMK, Christopher, your location and messages to pass.
This is Christopher, KF8DMK. I'm located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you, net control.
All right, I've got Kevin. Kevin, can you give me your call sign again? Second, Kevin.
This is Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
Kevin, give me your location. Any traffic to pass?
This is Kevin, just north of Kuwaitin. No traffic. Back to Nuts from KE8SCW.
Bob, KB8SCJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8SCJ, located in Neston City, Benzie County, and no traffic.
Brad and Jim, you both stepped on each other. Brad, what is your call sign again, please?
This is Brad, November 8th, Juliet, X-Ray, Quebec. No traffic.
And Jim, your call sign and check-in, please.
Jim, November 8th, Tango Charlie Zulu, Home 2 Suites Hotel in Rochester, Minnesota. No traffic.
Kevin, I think I got KD9WWU. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Northwest Indiana. No messages to pass.
Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Tony, KE8SBZ. Location is Ray Lake, southeast of Traverse City. I have one message for you, Glenn. I believe that was Mike W8 Victor Papa Charlie. See if he logged in.
Victor Papa Charlie, you there?
Yep, I'm here. Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie.
Do you have any, give us a location, any messages to pass?
Oh, yeah. No messages to pass, other than it's cold, and we're in Royal Oak, and missing the heavy snow. Back to net, WAVPC.
I'll bet you're not missing it. All right. I've got Gene, K-S-H-E-Y-U, I believe. Gene, you're, please give me a location, and if you've got any messages to pass.
This is Gene, K-S-H-E-Y-U, over here in Grand, and no traffic tonight.
Let's go to Scott, WS1J, who produces amazing cherry juices. Scott, your location, and any messages to pass.
Good evening, Glenn, and everybody on the net. This is Scott, WX1J, on Washington Street in Traverse City. No messages to pass. Back to Matt.
I'm sure I've left somebody out. Anybody else they want to check in?
Kevin, KF8AGY.
Caleb, Kilo Delta 8 with the Alpha Mike.
All right, Kevin, Mr. Ham of the Year. Kevin, KF8AGY, please check in with your location and messages to pass.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY. Location is on the west shore of Spider Lake, first north of the access, and I have no traffic. Back to you, net control.
Caleb, KDAWAM. Caleb, your location and messages to pass.
Our location is about 10 minutes southeast of Count Cascade. No traffic.
All right. We have, I think this is one of our largest meetings ever. I do have digital traffic to pass. The record is 7 positive, 7 received, full messages in one session. We're going to go for 8 here, everybody. 8, everybody. All right, I do have a very short digital traffic. This one is 26 seconds. Stand by. This is KGTC. The digital traffic is as follows. GTC, end of message. If you receive this message, please check in.
Okay.
Hey,
we got it.
WX1J, full copy.
KVH, SVJ, full copy.
KF8AGY, full copy. KCZAP, full copy.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8. Delta Mike Kilo, full copy.
That's 7. Anybody? Anybody? So close. So close. Well, the holidays coming up, I want to wish everybody a happy holidays. If I survive the next week, I have 2 weeks off. And I hope to play with some interesting projects here. I'm trying to get a digi repeater paired up with Starlink and get that going for a portable outfit. Brad, if you're out there, hopefully we're going to be working on that remote HF station. I'm going to talk to the particulars in that, but the schedule has been bad for everybody. Maybe a little bit of mesh-tastic along the way, so hopefully it'll be a very tech-filled holidays. All right, I want to close on that and thank everybody for participating. I think that's about the messages we have here. I'm going to turn it over to the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is KGTC. Take it away, Cherryland.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday evening social hour net. The mesh net and the use of this computer is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Alpha November. My name is Caleb, and I'll be the net control station this evening using the club call sign, WATCM. The purpose of this net is to connect and build our local ham community, to make announcements of local amateur interest and have fun. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the mesh net. All unlicensed listeners are encouraged to enjoy your license and join us here on the air. Before we start the check-in process, I'll pause to listen for stations needing access to the repeater for emergency or priority traffic. Emergency or priority, please call now. None heard. The check-in process for this net is to check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in, acknowledge the station, and then call for the next check-in. This allows us to resolve doubles on the spot and make sure we don't miss anyone. Thanks for your patience. We check in three groups, portable, short time, echo link, and general check-in. To check in, please give your call sign distinctly and your first name. This is WATCM Net Control. First portable or short time check-in, please call now.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria. Tom Cadillac, short time.
Tom, good to hear you. Next short time check-in.
Alpha India 6, X-ray Quebec, Mike.
AI6SQ, Mike, got you on the list. Next check-in.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, in and out.
Kevin, with an in and out check-in. Thanks for stopping by, Kevin. Good to hear you on the air, and hope for a check-in next week. Next check-in.
Daniel, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Echo, short time.
Kilo Fox 8, Delta Mike Echo, correct?
That's correct. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Echo.
All right, got you on the list short time, Daniel. Next check-in.
This is Gene, KF8EYU, short time.
KF8EYU, got you on the list, Gene. Next check-in. All right, before we get to the rest of y'all, we'll get these short time stations on the way before they run out of time. Starting with WIV, Tom, you're up first.
Okay, Caleb, and thanks for taking the net tonight. WATCM, WIV, you got about 17 degrees here, it's cold. Anyway, I've had a pretty good day today. I went to yoga. We'll go to yoga tomorrow and Wednesday and Friday. We do yoga, my wife and I. And then we walk at the Y afterwards. And also got in a two-hour nap. This has become, if I'm not working, it becomes kind of standard for me in the afternoon. So there you have it. Good to hear Daniel out there. Hello, Daniel. And some of the other new people that came in. Yeah, I saw, heard the new calls there. Anyway, that's about all I've got here. Everybody have a good week. I don't know if I'm working tomorrow or not. I'm not 100% sure yet. At this point, no. So, take care, everybody. And I'll throw it back to you, Caleb. Thanks for letting me in short time. WATCM, WDAWIV. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Roger that, Tom. Always good to hear you on the net. Thanks for stopping by despite the short time. AI6XQ, Mike, you're up next.
Good evening, Caleb. Thanks for taking the net. Not much to report, just enjoying the winter and looking forward to being able to attend Breakfast with Hams tomorrow morning for the first time in several weeks. So that's about it on this end. Again, thanks for taking the net. AI6XQ.
Roger that, Mike. And next we have KE8SBW who checked in and out, I suspect he's already gone, but I'll give him a chance to jump in if he's still around. All right, over to KF8DME, Daniel.
This is Daniel, KF8DME, at the Cracker Barrel right now. Waiting for a while, so I should be here any time now. Today it's been pretty busy. Got a new pair of boots because my boots that I've been using are too big for me, surprisingly. And, Scott, Mr. Scott, WX1J, I think, he came over on, what was it, last week on Monday. He set up a 10-meter antenna for us. And, my dad got one contact in the contest over the weekend, and I got none. I almost got one. I couldn't get the stage over, so he beat me. that's all that's happening. KCM is KF8DME.
Roger, roger, Daniel, and congratulations on getting on 10 meters for the contest there. I almost jumped on that myself. I'll have to listen to you if I'm over on 10 meters there, hey? 10 Minutes is always an interesting band. I was talking with Drake once on Just 5 Watts, and some guy in Tennessee showed up, and chat sounded like he was in the next room. And then some days I can't even hear Drake. All right, over to KF8EYU, Gene. You are... Did I get that call right? You're up next.
Yes, you got the call right, and thank you. And thank you for your time. And I have nothing to report other than I'm tired and going to bed.
Roger that. I wouldn't mind an early bedtime tonight either. It's been quite a week for us over here. And it's only Monday. Well, with that, over to the EchoLink section, followed by general check-ins. We'll call for stations using EchoLink or AllStar. We can expect a key down of up to 10 seconds for EchoLink responses. The system tends to respond slowly. So, you ready for that? First EchoLink or AllStar station, call now.
November 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff.
NAEX, Jeff, good to have you by. Next EchoLink or AllStar station.
Kilo Delta
That's
9,
Nicole.
Whiskey,
this is Whiskey 8, Victor Papa, Charlie, Mike, and Royal Oak.
All right, got a double. I believe I heard K89WWU. Is that correct? And can I get your name?
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Right into that. Kevin got you on the list. And then Charlie over in Royal Oak, if you could give me your call, please.
Net control, this is Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie, name is Mike and Royal Oak.
Roger that, W8VPC, and thank you for the correction on the name. I don't know where I pulled Charlie from. We got Mike. All right, any other EchoLink or AllStar stations? All right, we'll now stand by for all regular check-ins, and short on time. You can still check in short time, and we'll get to you first. Any and all check-ins, please call now.
This is Kevin Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Zulu, Alpha, Papa.
All right, we got KF8AGY, Kevin, and KC8ZAP. Next check-in.
This is Tony. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu, Kilo, Christopher.
Charlie, KEA-SBV, and if Christopher would give their call again, please.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo, Christopher.
Roger that, Christopher. KF8, DMK, next check-in.
This is Brad, November 8, Juliet X-ray, Quebec.
And it's the XQ, welcome to the net, Brad. Next check-in.
Zulu. November 8, Zulu Foxtrot. Pat in Houghton Lake.
Pat, coming to us all the way from Houghton Lake. Thanks for checking in. Next check-in.
Okay. At 8 DMH.
Good evening, Drake. Next check-in.
K8WQK, Pete in Elk Rapids, a general check-in.
Good to have you on the net, Pete. K8WQK, next check-in.
Scott, WX1J.
Got you on the net, Scott. Next check-in. All right, with no more check-ins heard, we're ready to get to you guys and your fantastic transitions. Transmissions, well, very satisfying net as the first round has exactly filled out the first column on my paper. I love when that happens. I have a question for the net. I have an antenna which is SWR of 2.7 or below on all the two bands. So my question is it more efficient to run the antenna straight or to run it in a tuner as far as radiated power? Or is there a difference? All right, up to the net. Jeff, NAEX in Kalkaska, go ahead. Excuse me, in Alaska, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Caleb, and everyone. And Daniel, I have a son, Daniel, that reminds me that I need to try to get him and my daughter next class for technician. And that, so we are at 8 degrees in Stewart. We have clear skies. The sun is really low on the horizon. So actually, anytime we're heading south, I have to wear sunglasses because the glare just blinds you right as we get in the solstice. And sundown, it was around 3, just before 3:30. And we had a beautiful sunrise that was around 10:30 or so. And so we have civil twilight right now. It's still kind of lit, but there's no sun. It's just kind of glow. And we're getting open glow with the clear sky, which is cool. And that, and well, to the Geminids, and that, but it was, didn't hang out too long. And we're up in Palmer for the Christmas light shows, up in Anchorage area, and the Yuletide markets and stuff. And that, kind of doing the fun things, but we got a lot of wind, and I have to go ratchet strap our 440 tower up to the shed, and that we don't have the plate down in that, so we'll have to do a little temporary engineering to fix that up, and that, and we haven't had our club meeting in a few months, so we're having lunch this weekend to fix some antennas and also remove a few things around and get some connectivity back in on the All-Star nodes and that, but lots of fun things here, and getting used to this new work role, but I think everything is good here, and I just say, hey, why throw a tuner in if it's working, and that, if the tubes are, if your finals are getting angry, maybe I'll do something about that, and that, but that's just me in my opinion, but I hope everything will end up good for the week, and take care. Back to you, Caleb, NADX.
Roger that. I thought we had it bad with a 4:30 sunset in the winter, but 3 o'clock, 10 to 3 sounds pretty short hours. I know it eventually goes away entirely if you're far north enough, but
whew.
Well, that's fun indeed. 89 WWU, over to Kevin.
Hey, thank you, Caleb, for taking on that control. This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Uniform. Yeah, we experienced some single digits this week, and kind of frigid out there with the wind chill, so it definitely took it below zero. And it's actually warmer in Northern Michigan than it was here in Northwest Indiana, so go figure. So definitely looking forward to making Northern Michigan my full-time residency. And right now here in Northwest Indiana, we are in the process of decluttering the house and get it ready for sale and so we can move. So other than that, everybody next week. And we're going to say 73 and take care, everybody. And this is Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Whiskey Uniform. Back to you, net control.
Yeah, I heard it's been quite cold in Indiana and an unusual amount of snow. We're supposed to be 44 degrees on Thursday, which honestly I'm not looking forward to. I hate slush, and right now all the snow is easy to shovel, powdery, and we do have 24 inches, but it's not been a big deal because it's not turning into ice. Oh well, not on Thursday. W8VPC, Mike, you're up next.
W8TCM, W8VPC, way down here in the big city. Yeah, well, not much is going on down here. Just dealing with the cold weather and the warm weather and then the cold. A couple of days it's going to be back up in the 30s. And my answer to 2.46 to 1 or whatever, an antenna tuner just is only there to make the transmitter happy. I would look at the antenna and make sure it's not close to any metal. Is this an HF dipole? Is there a problem with the antenna? Make sure there's no problems. Make sure it's not near metal, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But it just makes the tuner happy. That's all. And back to net control, the VAVPC.
Roger that. It is an HF antenna on the Carolina Wyndham made by Radio Works. It's the 80-meter version, I think. It's resonant on everything but 17 and 160, at least below FWR3. So I guess I was, my question was, am I going to, like you're saying that it's not going to change my radiating power at all, which is what I'd like to hear. I don't want to put out as much power as I can. KF8 AGY, Kevin, you're up next.
Yeah, this is Kevin, KF8 AGY, over here in East Bay. Spent the weekend turning my shack back into a shack. Prior to that, I referred to it as a FEMA disaster area, but I couldn't get any funds released to fix it, so I had to do it myself. Anyway, it's looking like a shack again. Got a monitor up on the wall and off the desk. Got my HF rig here, 2 meter, and it's a good area to work in. Haven't seen the tops of these desk and bench for months. So anyway, that's about it for me. This is Kevin, KF8AGY, WATCM, net control, back to you.
Roger. I'm in the process of doing about the same thing, except mine's going to take a lot longer. I don't even have a desk. I have to build it, so everything's on a little 2x2 temporary spot, which really cramps my style. I'll get there eventually. KC8ZAP, you're up next.
Well, good evening. This is Mark, KC8ZAP, and Caleb, I want to say thank you for taking it up. You do a wonderful job. So, just to be brief, my adventure for the day is I have two cats, and they've never been exposed to a Christmas tree. So today that happened, and now we're going to find out whether the tree will survive the cats or whether it goes back in the box. So with that, I'll turn it back to net control. If you see it.
That's a fun one. Always a roll of the dice with cats and Christmas trees. For what it's worth, cats really hate peppermint. You get like some peppermint essential oil or whatever. Fantastic cat repellent, and it smells fabulous. KEASBB, over to Tony.
Hello, Caleb and everyone. Caleb Tice is taking the net tonight. I was just thinking about what you were talking about with a 2.7 SWR. The answer that you got sounds correct to me, that you still have the same effective radiated power. It's just that at 2.7, you've got 21%. You're losing 21% of your forward power is reflected back to you, and some of it might get back out on your transmission line and or be dissipated in heat or whatever. But I don't fully understand it, but it was an intriguing question there. I'm going to break a second. Okay, I don't know if Daniel is still out there, but Daniel, if you are, the problem I always had was my boots being too small for me. So that sounded like a nice problem to have, boots that are too large. You can always grow into those later on. So good luck with that, and Merry Christmas to you over there. I guess I had some news today. I went to the heart doctor, and she said, "Don't come back." She broke my heart. Anyway, giving it back to you, Caleb. KE8SBZ.
I feel like that's a good news sort of heartbreak, you know? Not needing to see the heart doctor anymore sounds fantastic to me. My problem with my boots is that they're steel toes and my toes free, so I have to get those too, but for a different reason. Over to KF8DMK. Chris, you're up next.
Good evening, everybody. This is Chris Sirk, KF8DMK. Oh, more of the same, except for I was actually in the cold up in the UP tracking gear this last weekend. So I was tracking gear with some friends and it was 4 below zero and windy. Thankfully, there wasn't a ton of snow,
there was enough to make tracking easy. And hunting trip was successful. I got a nice 8-point buck and a small buck. And, so, everything was safe. Had a good time with you guys. So that was all I had going on this week. Back to you, Net Control.
Congratulations on the deer. I could really use a shoot one, too. Meat's getting pretty expensive. Hi. I was surprised when I was in the UP last weekend that there wasn't more snow. I think we have more snow in my yard than we did in my parents' yard. But we did get some when I got back. I should ask how much they have up there right now. NAZXQ, Brad, you're up next.
Yeah, good evening, Kevin and the Net. This is NHJXQ. Not much going on at this shack today, but I did get the tree up today, and no cats here, so the tree is expected to survive. I would be interested in hearing from other stations if they've got opinion or experience about the existence of ice on the lakes. I wanted to get some ice fishing in yet this season, and I think it's still much too early, but if you're seeing any guys out there fishing here lately, I'd like to hear more about that. Other than that, I will be at breakfast in the morning. Hope to see you all there. This is NHJXQ.
Well, I have not seen anyone fishing lately, but I have not been near any lakes lately, except for the Straits, which had no ice. I was surprised to see. Over to N8VVF. Pat, you're up next.
Okay, well, good evening, everybody. And this is Pat Moltmake. Matt, and to answer your question, Matt, you need an impedance matching network, and that to help bring your 2.7 down to 1.1 to 1, and that especially if you for those particular bands, that is otherwise you lose a lot of power, you know, and it's just heating up the air, which is all right for keeping the ice melted off your antenna, but not very good for signaling. But other than that, not much else going on here. I'm just have the day off and that from door dashing and that. So I'm usually running around in Prudenville, Michigan here, door dashing. So other than that, I'll give it back to Net Control and thank you for doing the net. This is Pat, NACZF 73.
Roger that, Pat. What I don't know is if the impedance matching network allows the antenna to radiate more of that power or if the tuner just dissipates the mismatched power there. Over to Drake, N8DMH.
NATDMH. My answer to that would be you're going to probably end up getting a little bit more forward power with the tuner, because without the tuner, the transmitter is going to be seeing that 2.7 to 1 SWR and it's going to fold back, meaning you're actually not, your transmitter's not putting out all the power, it's actually putting out less to protect itself. I know that's the case with your radio at least. It would be, you would get more power out with the tuner. Just a little bit. Not a huge amount, though. Not a whole lot else to report. Back to you there, Caleb. Thank you, Mitch.
Roger that. It's not high enough that it's reducing power out. Over to KAWQK, Pete.
Hey, thanks, Caleb, and good evening, everybody else. Pete in Elk Rapids, K8WQK. Not a lot to report. Let's see, I will not be at breakfast. Got some other things going on tomorrow. I guess I kind of go with the group there. I doubt your antenna's going to radiate any more with a tuner. If so, it's quite slightly, but it will keep your transmitter happier and prolong its life. So, yeah, that's really what the purpose of a tuner is a happy transmitter. All right. Good evening, everybody.
and a great rest of your week. KWQK.
Yeah, roger that, Pete. That is kind of what I suspected, but I'm glad to hear everyone confirm that for me. Over to WX1J. Scott, you got the bottom of round two. On one.
Okay, good evening, everybody, and Caleb, thanks for taking the net. Awesome job, and yeah, it's good to hear you back on the air with us, and it's always good to hear you in here because you do such a great job. I really have nothing to add for the comments. Everybody's got that pretty well covered, and there's not much going on here. I tried to get out over the weekend to go skiing, and one thing after another, Christmas packages now out in the mail, and as a result, we got no skiing in because we were busy doing seasonal things. So hopefully middle of the week, we'll get out there and slash around a little bit. So it'll be kind of fun. Tony, good news on your doctor. That's awesome. And Daniel, glad you were able to make some contacts. You and your dad, that was awesome. So we look forward to catching you guys all a little later, and wish everybody a Merry Christmas for the seasons, and talk to you later. Back to that, WATCM, WX1J.
Well, thanks for dropping by, Scott. I don't do much skiing or snowboarding or any of that, but I did get the kids over to the neighbor's hill to sled. They have a really nice hill with something like 150 foot of elevation drop at like a 30% grade. It's a fantastic sledding hill, and every year they shovel out a nice little run there. We run down. It's a blast. Followed by cider and hot cocoa. All right, with that, we've reached the bottom of the list, and it's time for round two. So WATCM, if you've not yet checked into the Monday Evening Social Hour Net, and wish to do so, please call now.
Hello, this is Amity, KE8ZOY.
KE8ZOY. Welcome to the net. Anyone else?
K-8-V-N-A, John.
John, welcome to the net, and to the other station who was absolutely perfectly smashed by John. Didn't hear any of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, John is always smashing me. This is K-E-8-S-B-Z. I'll do a recheck when everybody's done.
Roger that, K-E-8-S-B-Z with a recheck. Anyone, next check-in. All right, up to the top, KE8ZOY, Amity. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. KE8ZOY. I just got on the net putting up the Christmas tree, and the person that was talking about going ice fishing, hold off, because people falling through the ice have been in the news and not doing very well. And I just went by Long Lake earlier today, and there's still a lot of open water. So whatever ice is out there is awful thin. The other thing I picked up just at the end, you guys were talking about towers. The county of Leelanau has a tower. I think it's in Northport, and it's for sale. Tomorrow night I'm going to another meeting, and I will find out more about that and what they're asking for it. And it'll just for a topic of discussion, we'll find out what they're going to do with it. The K-E-T-O-Y.
Well, thank you, Amity. You know, I didn't even think about it when that fellow mentioned going out on the ice. But I did see on the news someone right here in Kalkaska fell through the ice and unfortunately didn't make it. So, yeah, warranted caution there. I read somewhere, I think it was Reddit, someone had a tower that's on rented land, and then they rented it out to commercial stations so that they ended up with a free tower that they used to be a commercial AM station. It was a cool idea. I never realized that was an option, but it sounds interesting. All right, over there, K8VNA, John.
Well, hello, everybody. This is John, Kilo 8, Victor, November, Alpha. Yeah, sorry, Tony. I'm not sure what that was about. I'm not pushing that many watts. I think 5, but maybe it's my antenna. I don't know. But anyways, just wanted to say a quick hello. I'm finally home for the evening. I've been kind of busy with stuff and haven't been home to join you guys on the net here, but things are slowing down. Hopefully I can get back in the groove. And, yeah, I agree with you guys on the ice fishing. Long Lake's the scariest one of them, out of them all. There's some moving water in that lake, currents under that ice, so be careful. And that tuner question, I'm going to my Elmer because I'm not smart enough to talk about it. I'll just do what I'm told for now. Just wanted to say a quick hi to everybody. Have a good afternoon. And I've been listening the whole time and learning from you guys. Thanks a lot. KAPNA, back to net control.
Well, thanks for stopping by, John. And for 5 watts, you sure did pretty clean in that intermod war there. Hi, hi. Over to KE8FBV with the recheck.
Oh, thanks, Caleb. John, I was just kidding with you. I think I just doubled with you is all. The recheck, Brad, if you're still out there, NAJXQ, and we keep talking about the ice, I know a father and a son lost their lives down around Island Lake, which is just out Supply Road from here, I don't know, probably a week or two ago. And, of course, it's been, you know, it got a little bit cold. The ice has been forming a little, but I will say that out on Spider Lake, at the end of my road here from Hobbs Highway, this is the first day that I saw three cars in ice fishermen out there, and the cars were parked right across from the sign that says thin ice. So take that for what it's worth, and I'll back to you, Caleb. KE8SBC.
I'd say there's always that one guy, but it was three guys. Hi, hi. When I lived by Thayer Lake, whenever I went out on the ice, I took a drill with a spade bit with me. And every, 50 feet, 100 yards, I checked the ice to make sure I wasn't walking into a thin spot, because, boy, oh boy. It's cool, but it kind of scares me. I've known a lot of people that went through the ice in the UP when I was growing up. All right, well, we're at the bottom of the list with the last call for the MeshNet. Any comments, questions, inquiries, or announcements, please call WATTM now. And with no further check-ins, it's time to conclude the net. I'd like to thank everyone for being here this evening. I look forward to speaking with you all next week or on the SmashNet, 9 a.m. Sunday, 3.953 MHz. This is Kilo Delta 8 with the Alpha Mike, operating this evening as net control operator under the club call WATCM. This net will meet again next Monday here on this repeater immediately following the T-Barge net. Close the Monday evening social net and return the repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, and good evening to all.